Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Sisterino here getting you ready for our 25 Questions podcast with Nicole. It's a tradition that we do after every season of Survivor is over. We got plenty of questions from you guys. Before we get into that, I got a couple of promos to play for you for some other shows you could hear here on Podcast One. That's the podcast network home of Rob is a Podcast. They've got two new podcasts coming up here, the Phil Hendry podcast and the Shaquille O'Neal podcast here on Podcast One. And then it's time for 25 Questions with Nicole.
You know, when people start having public conversations with the psychotic voices in their own heads, well, you either get them a straitjacket or a podcast. For Phil Hendry, we chose podcast.
Hi, this is Phil Hendry.
Which seems to be the right decision, because since the world of Phil Hendry debuted at Podcast One, his audience has doubled. Or was that the number of weird characters in his head?
Well, I hope you're not referring to me.
Well, you better not be referring to me.
Download a new episode of the world of Phil Hendry every friggin' day.
I thought it would be interesting.
Right here at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.
Hey, there's great news, Shaq fan. That's right, I'm talking to you. You can admit it. Be honest, there's no one on this planet that doesn't love Shaq food.
Look it up, Google it.
And that is pretty obvious, because The Big Podcast was the biggest podcast on iTunes Sports 10 hours after it hit the shelves.
It's up right now at PodcastOne.com.
So, how big is it gonna get? Well, let's ask the big man.
Fits you, fits me, fits everybody.
There you have it. Catch new episodes of The Big Podcast with Shaq.
That's me.
At iTunes and right here at PodcastOne.com.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob has a podcast. And now here's the guy who's gonna be out at the movies this weekend to check out the new film Jurassic Worlds Apart, Rob Sisternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 25 Questions podcast. Oh, my God. And here back with us for the first time since the Road to the Podcast Award series. Here she is. It's the first lady of podcasting, Nicole Sisternino. Nicole, how are you?
Hello. I'm fantastic.
Yes. Nicole, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
All right. Nicole is here. She is back with us. We are going to do this. We do this every off season, I think, since the offseason following Survivor Philippines, since we did the first Road to Vegas, we did an actual Road to the Podcast Awards back in January of 2013. I think that that makes this the fifth time that we're doing this.
It's basically a tradition.
Basically a tradition. So we do it after every season, the 25 Questions podcast, where Nicole graces us with her presence up here in the studio.
Or Rob opens his doors.
We open our doors to all, and Nicole is here. Nicole, how does it feel to be back here in my apartment, aka the studios of Rob is a Podcast?
It feels great. I feel like you rearranged this nicely for me.
Oh, good. Actually, I stand corrected. This is the sixth edition of the 25 Questions podcast.
Get your math right.
The last one was from January 14th, 2015.
Okay.
That was volume 5. Yes. And we answered so many questions back then. And that was when, do you remember when we did this one?
No.
Yes. And there was a problem that you had to go somewhere. It was like someplace.
Where did I have to go?
I forget. Was it music class?
Oh,
or?
Music class. And you got mad.
Yes. Yes.
And you know what? Dominic doesn't even like music class.
Yes. Yes. We answered questions like, if we had a dinner party, who would be invited? What five survivors would be invited? I don't remember. We'd have to go back and listen to it. Okay? So I'll post the link to all the 25 questions again on robhasawebsite.com. But here we are with Nicole. And Nicole, how have you been the last couple of months?
I've been good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy Survivor Worlds Apart?
I did.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to talk about lots of things here today with lots of questions for Nicole. Of course, that this is the slow season, allegedly.
Allegedly. I never see this guy.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be doing some stuff. Nicole and I have gotten, I know a lot of people had been concerned over whether or not I was going to be taking time off during this time. People wanted to make sure that I had a break. We've done a couple of family trips.
Yes.
In the last, we went to the aquarium recently.
We did.
We went to the beach this past Monday.
Yep.
And we're actually going to stop by Legoland this week coming up.
Very romantic.
Okay. What would you want, romance, or did you want to do family stuff?
I want both.
You want
Can
both.
I have both?
You want everything.
Mm-hmm.
You want everything. Well, I'll do my best. I'll do my best and still try to keep the podcast coming. I just try to keep everybody happy.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep everybody happy. Anyway, so we have a lot to do here today on the 25 Questions podcast. Very excited about this. Nicole, some good news this week on the podcast.
I love good news.
All right. Well, of course, the last time Nicole was on the podcast was during the Road to the Podcast Awards special.
Yes.
And that was for the People's Choice Podcast Awards, which are now sit on the mantle over here.
Hello, awards.
Yes. So we won the People's Choice Podcast of the Year. And then also the Best Entertainment Podcast of the Year.
What is this thinking man right there? What is that for?
That's the knowingest know-it-all. That's how much Nicole watches Survivor Know-It-Alls, that she knows what the knowingest know-it-all. And I'm actually the knowingest know-it-all.
How do you win that?
Oh, well, that Stephen Fishback.
I think that's mine.
Stephen, what happened was that Stephen Fishback and I made a bet, and then Stephen Fishback lost, and I was the winner of the knowingest know-it-all. And that's why I have the trophy.
I don't think I'm believing you.
That's true. True story. So this summer, I am going to be attending the Podcast Movement. And there is another round of awards there. Academy of Podcasters Awards and Hall of Fame.
Are you up for those?
We are nominated for a Academy of Podcasters Award.
Wowzer.
For Best Entertainment Podcast. It's just been announced this week. So that is going to be in the hometown of the great Survivor winner, Mike Holloway.
Ooh la la.
And so those are the nominees for the award. So we are nominated in the Best Entertainment Podcast. Now, again, you guys don't have to do anything. This is not a fan vote. And that was what we were good at. That's what we were good at.
It's a quality vote.
Yeah. So the Academy of Podcasters, I don't know who's on in the Academy.
Who are you up against?
I'll tell you that the nominees are for Best Entertainment Podcast, Film Sack. It's a movie podcast.
Sounds dirty.
Grantland Pop Culture.
Uh-huh.
That's a big podcast. Hollywood Babylon. That's Kevin Smith. Mysterious Universe. Pop Culture Happy Hour. That's NPR podcast. Rob is a podcast. The Incomparable. The 404, the No Sleep Podcast, and We're Alive. So 10 podcasts. And I had to submit a clip for that podcast. So they had the Academy of it's like a TV show. You have to submit like an episode.
For an Emmy nomination.
For an Emmy nomination. So hopefully what I'm hoping for is that a lot of these people that are nominated didn't submit a clip. That's what I'm pinning my hopes on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you're in very good company, at least.
Yes. And the clip that we submitted was appropriately from a man who often talks about people getting clipped. He got clipped when I sent in a clip of him from the funeral of Shane Powers. That was the Survivor funeral of Shane Powers. How was that a couple of weeks ago when Shane Powers came here? All right, actually, you know what? I have a question that's going to pertain to that. So we'll talk about that here in the 25 questions. And some more good news this week, Nicole.
More, I don't think I can take any more.
For, a podcast that allegedly has zero earbuds and allegedly is a podcast that sucks. Rob has a podcast won another award this week.
Oh my goodness. It's Thursday. How am I just learning this?
Yes. Well, Rob has a podcast has won the Best Survivor Media Award at this year's Oscars.
Ooh.
The Survivor Oz Awards. So congratulations to everybody out there who voted and listened to Rob as a podcast. We won the Best Survivor Media Award at this year's Survivor Oscars.
Do you
Oscars.
Get something?
I don't think
you
so.
You better get something.
I think we get a picture. So thank you to everybody at Survivor Oz that voted for us for Best Survivor Media.
Well, that's something.
That's for 2014 and 2015.
No, you can't have both years.
Yes, it's the year gone by. So we did it. We did it. How about that?
You made it.
Oh, wow. All right. So much excitement. So, Nicole, of course, these 25 questions that come to us, they are submitted from both in the patron group. And I also did on the Robis Podcast Facebook page.
And they're hand selected by you.
Hand selected. I tried to find 25 of the best questions that were out there.
How many questions did you get?
We got about 100. Uh-huh. I wasn't sure 100% if you were still going to be up for doing this today. So I had to wait until a little bit in the afternoon to poll for questions. Mm-hmm. But we
to
got
put up your poll.
I got my poll for questions up. And then we got about 100 this afternoon. So we selected about 25 from those.
Okay.
All right. So we have 25 questions bonus? Here. Maybe. There might be.
And we'll just call it 26 questions.
No. So we'll go through everything and we will talk about all these 25 questions here with Nicole. Of course, you can subscribe to Rob as a podcast. So I'm just set everything up here. robaswebsite.com/iTunes. Lately, the Spice and Hour has been really beating Rob as a podcast in the iTunes rankings in terms of new subscribers and star ratings. So I just want to keep pace. So Spencer and Tyson don't feel like the Spice and Hour
keep
is that
much. Keep their ego in check.
I don't want things to get out of hand.
Yeah.
So let's just
too
keep,
late.
Let's just keep pace with the Spice and Hour.
Too late.
We don't want to have any headaches. So robiswebsite.com/iTunes, or you can also subscribe with the Rahap app at robiswebsite.com/app. All right. Are you ready for number one?
I've been ready.
The most requested question that we got.
Yes, I know what it must pertain to.
All right. Here is question number one. A lot of people ask the same question.
Yes.
So it's phrased a number of different ways. So here we go. Let me give you a bunch of the different first questions.
Okay.
Zach Vossler wants to know, did she eat the pizza yet? Andra Feldman wants to know, when is Nicole eating the pineapple pizza? I'll just ask my question in emojis. That's from Stephen Lean. This is an emoji of a pineapple, an emoji of a pizza with two question marks. Sandra Schmidt-Brook says, did Nicole eat the pineapple pizza slices for you winning the podcast awards yet? I haven't seen it. Dean M says, Nicole, when do you plan on eating that slice of pineapple pizza? Rob did end up winning two awards. Thanks. Smile emoticon. That was typed out. It was not an actual emoticon. And the great Tim LeMaster says, when are you going to periscope Nicole eating the pineapple emoticon of a pizza?
Lots of emoticons.
Lots, yeah. The listeners got emoticon happy,
yes,
wanting to know about this. So everybody wants to know, Nicole, what is the update on the pineapple pizza?
Order the damn pizza already.
Oh, so it was on me?
Order it.
It's on me?
Well, Max Dawson came and he brought some pineapple pizza, but unfortunately he came, it was late, and I just came out of the shower. I wasn't wearing any makeup. I didn't want to be recorded, so I didn't eat it.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that all I have to do, and again, let me just set this up in case people are wondering, because we had a lot of new listeners that came on during Survivor Second Chance. So during the Road to the Podcast Awards, we did a daily podcast and we talked about what we were willing to do to win the podcast awards. And I don't think I made a bet, but I think that it started off that Nicole was going to drink a raw egg. And then that went from, instead of drinking a raw egg, that Nicole was going to eat a slice of pineapple pizza, which she never would do in her entire life.
Because
never,
it's a sin to have sin. Pineapple on pizza.
Yes. And you've never done it in your entire life.
No.
Have you ever eaten pineapple?
No.
So you're anti-pineapple. I know you're anti-coconut.
I don't know. It's got like little black things in it.
What does?
Pineapple.
No, it doesn't.
The ones I've seen.
Okay. Well, I don't know what pineapple you're seeing. Because the pineapple should not. If you're eating pineapple and it has little black things in it, throw it away. Those are ants. Your pineapple is full of ants, mister.
Yeah.
Yes. So throw that away. Do not eat pineapple with little black things in it.
It's a good thing I didn't eat it.
That is bad. That is bad pineapple. So don't worry about that. There should not be any little black things in your pineapple pizza. Okay. So all I have to do now, and then we won the two awards.
Yes.
And
you need to also give me a heads up so I can prepare myself.
All right. So sometime in the next week, when can we expect this?
Well, we're going to be away for half of next week.
Okay. So, all right. So sometime in the next
Thursday.
Thursday. All right. Could be a busy work day for me, but we'll tentatively.
And this is another reason why I haven't eaten.
Okay. Because I'm too busy. All right. Well, I will schedule this.
Okay.
I will schedule this sometime either at the end of next week or the beginning of the following week.
Okay. Do you have to order the whole pizza pineapple? Can I wash it down with a regular slice?
How many slices of pineapple pizza do you have to eat?
Half.
What about the ham? Is it a true Hawaiian pizza or it's just...
Wait, they just said pineapple.
So you wouldn't even eat the ham?
We're pushing it here.
Okay. Don't make me get the Big Tom sound clip ready to go. So, all right. So the, you will eat this pineapple pizza, a whole slice. And it's going to be on Periscope.
It'll be on Periscope.
Okay. So I will work on that. I will take that over in terms of...
I think it was actually two slices.
Was it two slices? All right. Because Nicole is really not a good payer offer. Nicole's a bit of a welcher.
What do you mean?
That you don't pay up on bets. Nicole...
I don't make bets.
You make bets. You make...
What was the last bet I made with you?
There's bets. There's bets. And then sometimes Nicole says she's going to do something. Like, oh, I'll do... If you do this for me, then I'll do this for
like
you.
What?
This thing. And then Nicole, when it's time for Nicole to do what she says she was going to do, she very conveniently forgets these things.
Or fall asleep.
Or is just like, oh, did you still want that thing? Oh, okay. Well, what about tomorrow? And then tomorrow comes and then Nicole doesn't remember these things.
So, seems like you write them down.
Oh, I remember everything. Everything that somebody ever said that they were going to give me that they don't give me, I remember.
I know. You have a whole book in your office of these things.
I don't have to write it down. All right. So, Nicole, I'm going to be in charge of this. All right. Question number two. This was the second most requested question.
Okay.
Question number two says, from Adam Epler, Nicole, how does it feel to be the real knowingest know-it-all? Three successful Survivor winner picks. Mike Burke says, Nicole, congratulations on picking Mike as the winner of Survivor 31. Once again, Rob failed miserably. If you could give Rob one tip when choosing a preseason winner pick for season 32, what would it be? Darren Chan says, Nicole, how do you feel that you have now predicted three Survivor winners and Rob only predicted one Survivor winner? Alex Kidwell says, in what ways has Nicole set out about reminding Rob that she had Mike as her preseason pick and this is supposed to be his thing? Wink emoticon.
I am the champion.
All right. So let's go back to the prediction show. Nicole did indeed predict that Mike Holloway would win Survivor Worlds Apart. So
yes.
Congratulations, Nicole, officially. And
thank you. Thank you. I'm like psychic.
You're like psychic.
We also mentioned that I also picked Ian Terry from Big Brother.
Yes. Nicole also has picked a Big Brother winner. Well, if we're going to get into picking Big Brother winners, I've also picked Big Brother winners as well.
How many?
I've picked the winner of Big Brother US and Canada back to back.
Okay. Well, in fairness, I haven't been on the prediction shows for Big Brother.
Okay. That's fine. But how did you predict Ian Terry?
That was the last one I was on. I won and then you fired me.
By the way, Nicole, now do you feel like your predictions have been good because the women in your family are clairvoyant?
They're not. No, they're not.
That's not true.
Rob, he calls them witches.
Is that not true? Nobody has ever said that the women in your family are clairvoyant?
They may have said that, but it's not true.
Is your sister clairvoyant?
We don't need to get into that.
Why not?
Because we don't.
So no women in your family are clairvoyant.
Nothing has been proven.
That's true about nothing has been proven. But nobody's ever said that they're clairvoyant?
a lot of crazy things have been said in my family.
Okay. All right. So more on that.
But in fairness, I think I'm the most clairvoyant here.
Okay. So you feel like
I'm not the one that goes around and says it, but I probably am.
All right. So that is that what you attribute your pick of Mike as the winner? It's your touch of clairvoyance?
I think I just have good instincts.
Good instincts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was it about Mike that tipped you off? What should I be looking for when we do our predictions for the next season?
He just seemed like a really likable guy. He seemed like he was in shape. He seemed like a guy that could win.
Okay.
And he did. And I was right.
Did you take a lot of pleasure in it? Because Mike Holloway himself.
Yes.
Has said to me, he's like, so did Nicole rub it in your face that I was the winner? And I was like, not really. She really didn't seem to care. I'm sorry, Mike. She really wasn't that interested.
That was mean.
But was it not true?
No, that wasn't true. I was very interested. Of course I wanted him to win. I wanted bragging rights. I wanted Twitter to blow up with, Nicole, you're the best.
Is that your mic voice?
Yes.
Did Twitter blow up with Nicole, you're the
yes,
best?
Yes, it did.
All right. In honor of Nicole, as the knowingest know-it-all, here, I'll try to give you your own song. Here you go.
Rob's
Nicole's
the best.
Know-it-all.
Steven should have never made that call.
He shouldn't. There you go. All right, you happy?
Yes. And my advice to you when you pick your next winner is the person you're going to pick, don't pick them.
What about Denise?
One time. It was a fluke.
It's a fluke?
Yeah.
All right. Well, in fairness to us, in the 11 seasons that we've done predictions for, we've had a winner, what, 4 out of 11 times? That's almost half.
But they've been my winners.
All right. Here's a question. Number three. We're moving fast through this today.
Yeah. Oh, so fast.
Number three. Steve Davis wants to know, if you could have any contestant from season 30 babysit your son for the night, who would it be? This is known as the Akiva test.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have anybody from season 30 babysit Dominic, who would it be? Who from the Dirty 30 would you trust to change your son's dirty 30 diapers?
I don't know. Who would you pick?
And he weighs about 30 pounds. So
he's about 30 pounds. He's a big dude.
He's the real Dirty 30.
Especially today. He wasn't feeling well.
All right. So who, Nicole, would you trust from the Dirty 30 to change your diapers? Do you need me to run down the list?
Well, I can tell you who I wouldn't.
Okay. Who's out?
What is his name? With the guy with the long hair, the long...
Vince Sly.
Vince, no. Definitely none.
All right. So, Kim.
I think she would forget that she's babysitting.
I think that So Kim would be fine, but I'd be worried if we go out and then is Malcolm coming over? What's going on here?
She's going to wear the belt.
What's going on here when we're out?
Yeah.
All right. Nina.
She seems like the most responsible, but I don't know if she can.
I'm sure she's very capable, Nicole. Okay. And then, Lindsay?
No.
No?
No.
You're out on Lindsay?
No. To babysit my child? Yeah.
She has her own. She's pregnant.
Okay. Well, she'll be busy babysitting her own kid.
Max Dawson?
He seems like he would have some good stories to tell Dominic.
So you think Max Dawson is right now the leader in the clubhouse for babysitter?
If he shaves his beard.
He's friends with Vince. I'd be worried that Vince would come over.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry. No.
Joaquin?
Well, he could come over if he wanted to.
All right. Come on. stick to the question.
Sure. He could babysit.
Did you watch the finale?
I did.
What'd you think of Joaquin's hair?
He reminds me of Jon Snow.
Jon Snow?
Yes.
I think his hair was a little Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Kelly Remington. Kelly.
Which one was Kelly?
She got hit on the head.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Haley Ford?
She might be a fun babysitter.
Okay. I think that she's probably there.
Yeah.
And she can teach Dominic lots of things about life.
Don't be a weirdo. Don't be annoying. Don't be inconsiderate. You'll do okay.
Oh, that's what I tell you.
That's sort of like a kindergarten type thing to learn. So I think so right now. So Haley Ford is the new leader in the clubhouse.
Yes.
All right. Joe.
No,
you're out on Joe.
No, I don't get the hype on Joe. I just don't get it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were such an anti Joe.
I don't get it.
Okay. All right. Wow.
Doesn't do it for me.
Is it true you're anti Joe because my mom is pro Joe?
Yes.
Is that why? All right. Jen Brown.
No. She dropped too many F-bombs, and he repeats everything.
All right, Shireen?
I would let her babysit.
Okay, so is Shireen the new leader on top of, ahead of Haley Ford?
I don't know. I'd be scared Shireen's not going to wear pants.
Yes. You know, Shireen did pay up, speaking of somebody who pays up on their bets.
Uh-huh.
Where Shireen came on during the Survivor Second Chances, she made a bet with me about, she made up a game over, could I tell what were the real Rodney impressions? And I won the game. And did Shireen not send the gift that she was supposed to send to the baby?
Well, I didn't know anything about this. And I received a package from Shireen. And it was two...
It was not from Jatia.
It was not Anthrax. It was two cute little teddy bears that Dominic loves.
Yes, yes. And we were a little worried that she was sending them to us because we were supposed to pretend that they were having sex like the monkeys that she was watching, but no.
But Dominic also did that with them. He made them.
He did not.
He does. He puts them together.
All right. So Shireen is the new leader ahead of Haley Ford?
No, because she's not going to wear pants.
Okay. All right. So Haley's still the leader. Yeah. Tyler?
No, because he's going to come out and like scare him.
He scares people?
Remember he jumps out and scares kids?
Dan Foley.
Am I on crack?
Just close your mouth, open your ears, and just watch what happens.
No, we'll pass on Dan Foley. Sierra.
She doesn't really seem like she likes kids.
Yeah, I think I'll still go with Haley. Haley seems kind of like a little bit of the Miss Lippy type kindergarten teacher. She'd like get out the guitar and play a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to beat Haley. We still have Rodney.
No.
Will?
No.
Will Sims?
No.
Mama C?
I don't think she can keep up with him.
Yeah, and Mike?
I think Mike would be okay.
I think he'd be better for a big kid. I don't know if he'd be right for a baby.
So when Dominic gets a little older?
Yeah, I feel like 6-7 year old, I think that Mike would be... he'd be like a good like big brother.
Yeah.
But not a... Wouldn't want him with like a little baby.
Not with a 20-month-old.
Yes. Yeah. All right. It's a Haley Ford.
All right. New babysitter. Congrats. You're no longer no collar. You got a job.
Is babysitter no collar, blue collar, or white collar?
It's still no collar.
No collar. Yeah. You make your own hours. All right. Question number 4 from Sean Monroe. We're moving right along, right through these. Number 4.
You say that after every question.
All right. For Nicole. Wants to know, what is Rob's most annoying quirk?
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right. This is a good question. What is my most annoying quirk, we'll call?
I don't know. What would you consider a quirk?
Let's say, all right, most annoying trait. What's the most annoying thing about me?
You're very sloppy.
I'm sloppy?
Yes.
That's the most annoying thing?
As I get older, yes, it's becoming the most annoying thing.
What is sloppy about me?
You leave glasses everywhere and forks.
Glasses and forks?
I find forks all over. And they're dirty.
Because I'm so busy podcasting, trying to run a business. So you'd like me to stop and take more time to clean glasses and
just
forks.
Put it in the dishwasher.
What if the dishwasher is not empty?
Empty
glasses and forks for somebody who seems frequently annoyed with me. If that's the worst thing I'm doing, that's still pretty good.
It's annoying.
All right, but that's still.
I got to chase after a toddler and a grown man.
How many glasses could I be leaving? I'm up here most of the day. I mean,
yes, and then your glasses accumulate up here, and then you bring them downstairs, and they just sit on the counter.
So if I could clean up the glasses and forks thing.
And your plates. You,
okay, so if I could.
And your frying pans.
Let's not get into this. But, so if this is the worst thing about me, this is the worst thing about me. And you seem to have a nice life.
I think some people would disagree.
Yes. This seems like this is a very minor thing in the scheme of things.
Though you're messy. You're a messy person.
I am a busy person.
No, you're very good at what you do up here, but as soon as you walk downstairs, you get lazy.
All right.
You get lazy.
All right. God forbid. Worst thing. That's the most annoying thing about me is I leave glasses around.
Robbie half-ass.
All right. That's such a lame answer to this question.
Is it a lame? What do you want me to say?
I don't know. I thought maybe you had something interesting.
Like what? Like what's a quirk?
I don't know. I mean, I know what a quirk is.
Okay. Like, but I don't know. I can't think of anything else except you're messy.
So it sounds like I'm not that annoying.
no one said that was annoying, but it is annoying.
Well, the question was, what is Rob's most annoying quirk?
It's annoying. It annoys me.
I think you have a low threshold for annoyance.
I am a clean person. You are a dirty person.
You're not that clean a person.
I am a clean person.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then let me do a Periscope tour of the house and we'll see how
there's
clean.
There's a toddler downstairs.
Okay. All right.
And
all
his stuff is cleaner than yours.
All of a sudden, Nicole's not that clean a person.
I'm a very clean person.
Okay. All right. So
go Periscope downstairs. It's clean.
Okay. I'm going to Periscope the whole house. All right. Here we go.
Go for it.
Question number 5. Matt Ligori wants to know, has Nicole ever been recognized in public by an RHAP fan? Any interesting stories about being recognized from either of you? This is a good question. Nicole, have you ever been recognized?
No.
No?
No.
What about, so nobody's ever come up to you that knew you from?
Well, not like on the street or anything at a Survivor event, yes. Okay. But...
So people knew you then?
Yeah.
Do I have any good being recognized stories? Like, I never really...
I feel like back in the day, you had some crazy stories.
I'm trying to think of way back when. Like, it's been years since anybody ever recognized me at something that was, like, not a Survivor thing.
Yeah.
But when it did happen, it would happen, like, frequent, like, Vegas. There was one, like...
Vegas, it happens.
It happens,
yeah.
It happens in Vegas or happens in airports.
Long Island.
Yeah.
It used to happen a lot.
But, you know, I probably, like, nobody has recognized me, like, out of nowhere. I want to say since, like, 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a long time.
Actually, you know what? One of the events that you did.
Yeah.
I was waiting online and I started talking and someone turned around and was like, I recognize that voice.
So you got voice recognition.
Voice recognition, yes.
Voice recognition. I'm trying to think of like way back when, like when the show used to be on, like there was like a couple times where people would like recognize me like,
I feel like
out
right
of
after
nowhere.
The Amazon.
Yeah, like during the airing.
You were like a beetle.
Of the show. I wasn't like a beetle at all.
I believe Jenna Lewis actually said that when she was off of Survivor, she was like a beetle.
Well, that was the first season, yeah.
Okay, but you weren't like a beetle.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. You just resent that she said the Beatles. It's an expression.
It's a bad expression.
Yeah.
Especially, well, you are a reality show contestant.
All right, all right. So, nobody compare the reality show contestants to the Beatles.
I think a lot of people would agree.
All right, all right. This is a weird time for you to get all indignant about a comment that Jenna Lewis made comparing the first Survivors to the Beatles.
It's true, okay?
All right. Fine. Nobody compare anything to the Beatles.
I think a lot of people will agree.
Yeah. All right. So I'm trying to think if I have any good recognized stories. Like there was like a couple, like when the show was on, like there was a couple times like in like the car. Like I'd be like at a red light and somebody would say like, oh my God, like, and it wasn't that fun to like get recognized.
Well, you
places.
Loved it.
No, I didn't love it because like, you know, it's nice to be able to just go and do stuff. And like, I was never somebody that was like hounded, but it's like, you end up like, if you are just like going into like the store and you're like buying something. Especially like you're buying like, you know, you're in like a drugstore or something. And like, this is, I remember like in like 2003 or something, like being like in the drugstore. And it's like somebody stops you and like, and now you're like having a conversation with like a random person.
Were you embarrassed with what was in your hand?
I don't remember what was in my hand, but I'm like, boy, what if I was buying something embarrassing?
What if you had like condoms in your hand or tampons?
No. Well, the tampons would be embarrassing. Condoms would be like, yeah, this guy has got something going on. That would be good. I mean, what I should have been doing was just hanging out in the drugstore, just
holding
like
condoms.
Holding all the condoms, waiting for somebody to walk by. And then they would say, wow, that looks like...
No, they'd be like, whoa, that guy is a freaking weirdo. He's been holding condoms all day.
Well, the people in the store would think that. So
they might ask you to leave.
They might ask you to leave. One time I went to like a pizza place and I was like, it was like getting pizza. And then somebody like came up to me. And
did they buy your pizza?
No, no. And then they were like, oh my God. And they were like, talking to me. And then I went home and they were like posting on the Survivor Sucks. And I think they were saying like, I think they were kind of like negative.
Rude, yeah.
They were like negative about the encounter. And I felt like I was like really nice to the person. And I was really like, that really burnt. I was really annoyed.
No, that really pissed you off.
It's like, I stood there, I talked to this guy, and then he goes home and it's like, posts like a negative review about me. Very upset. All right. Number six, Kelsey Ann wants to ask the question, is Nicole willing to concede now that Spencer Pratt and Rob are friends?
Does he call you on your phone?
Does he call me on the phone? He calls me on Skype.
Does he text you?
Yes.
Is it all business? What's his favorite color?
What's his favorite color? What's anybody's favorite color? Who knows everybody's favorite color?
Well, if you don't know his favorite color, then you're not friends.
Wait, that's what is this? First grade?
I hang out with a toddler all day.
If you don't know their favorite color, then you're not friends. If I find out his favorite color, does that mean we are friends?
If you could report back his favorite color.
Yes. Because just to set this up, Nicole, you have been saying for many months now, Spencer Pratt is not actually my friend.
Yes.
Spencer Pratt, of course, one of the hosts of the Spicin' Hour.
Yes.
Which you could hear Mondays on Rob as a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And which has its own feed in the iTunes store now. Boy. And the Spicin' Hour feed is doing really great, Nicole.
That's good.
Yeah.
But you're still not friends.
Why do you keep saying that? I've asked Spencer this on the podcast. He says we're friends. He says I'm his only friend.
It's a very sad story.
So why do you have to keep saying that?
Because it bothers you so much.
I just feel like it's very mean what you're saying.
Oh, your feelings are hurt.
Well, I don't know why you have to keep saying that. You have no basis for that. You never even listened to an episode of that podcast.
Just knowing what I see on television with Spencer Pratt, you're not his type.
Okay. Well, who is his type?
Apparently Tyson.
Okay. So what's the difference between me and Tyson?
I think he likes long hair.
Long hair?
Yes.
It's not like a romance.
It's a bromance.
Okay. So he'd only be friends with guys? Or?
I feel like he's only friends with his wife and Tyson.
And me.
And you.
Yeah, why do you have to keep harping on this?
Oh, honey, it's making you sad.
All right. Number seven. So you're not willing to concede.
If it makes you this upset, I will say that you guys are friends.
Okay, thank you. Number seven. Andrew Feldman wants to know, what are some shows that Nicole watches that Rob doesn't? What are the things besides the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse? What are things that Nicole watches that Rob doesn't?
I don't really watch too many shows, except like the only show that I think that I make sure that I don't miss is Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Long time viewer.
You think you'll ever walk away from Grey's Anatomy, or you're in it for the long
haul? A few times I was like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah.
But I come back. It keeps sucking me back in.
Come back. Is it good? Do you enjoy it?
Being in the medical field, I like it.
Do you hate watching?
I hate watching it at times because the doctors apparently do everything when that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
And some of their stories, they don't line up medically.
Yes.
At all.
Okay. So besides Grey's Anatomy, is there anything else that you watch regularly?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
All right. All right, let's go to question number eight. Now, see, we really picked up a lot of speed there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Slowed down after spicing a little bit.
Question number eight. Nick Fishman wants to know, if you could pick any past Survivor contestant to be married into your family, who would it be and what relation would you want this person as? Brother-in-law, aunt, etc. So we're going to pick somebody to be into our family.
Let's marry them in.
Let's marry them in. All right. So what do we? So who's eligible?
Your brother,
right?
Your sister,
right?
And my sister. Is she eligible?
Well, for the sake of this,
okay.
She's not listening. All right. So Nicole, who do you want to set your sister up with?
I would want to set her up with a nice guy.
How about this? We'll go through everybody. We'll fix up.
Okay.
We'll fix up everybody. All right. Give me somebody for your sister.
Let's do your sister first.
Okay. We're gonna set up somebody for my sister.
Yes. Rodney.
No. That would be.
They would love each other.
Well, Rodney is a young guy.
Your sister is a cougar.
My sister's not a cougar.
She does like younger men.
Okay, that's fine. Rodney is 24. I think they're on a little bit of a different wavelength. Like, we want something that's going to work. This is not a.
I still think it's going to work.
Rodney's not ready to settle down.
Yeah.
Rodney's not ready to settle down. So let's see. Boy, this is tricky. So I feel like my brother would be easier.
Yeah. I feel like your brother and Haley.
Hey, well, the babysitter, Haley?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Natalie?
Tenorelli?
Yes. Or Anderson?
No, she's too fancy for
your brother.
Too
fancy?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, why do you say she's too fancy?
Because she's a dancer for the Clippers. She's going places.
What does that mean?
She's going places. Your brother's in Long Island.
Okay. Oh, so now we have to find somebody on Long Island?
No, I'm just saying that he's not going to travel with someone that's going places.
Okay. Well, we're really going to have a hard time now. We're going to get get into realism now of who's in the same geographic proximity.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Natalie is going to be doing lots of things. She's not going to settle down in one place.
All right. Who do you got then?
Just about anybody else for your brother.
Anybody, just about anybody else. Okay. So then who?
I said, I think Haley.
Haley. All right, fine. Well, she's going to move to New York.
That's not what I was saying.
All right. Who's for your sister?
Oh, dear.
Vince Sly.
Probably.
I think that'd be a good connection.
I can see it.
What about one of the Christie brothers?
That's more your sister.
What about Wu?
Woo.
I think that would be a good match.
For who?
For your sister.
For my sister?
Yeah.
I
feel like they'd have a lot to talk about.
I don't think it would work.
Why?
My sister's too out there for him.
Too out there. All right. Well, we'll come back to this because I think this is going nowhere, this exercise. Okay.
Not all like right. Natalie Tenorelli that's going somewhere.
Number 9. Felipe Shimon wants to know, Rob, you recently got Brian Heidick on the podcast. You've gotten June Song, Boston Rob, Danielle Reyes, Big Tom, and many other big names on the show. Well, look at June Song in the big name conversation. Who else do you still have on your bucket list?
Who's on your bucket list?
Well, there's not many people that are on the bucket list. Sure, Mark Burnett would be a bucket list, mm-hmm. Yes, but I'm not really dying to talk to Mark Burnett just because other than talking about like the first couple seasons, I feel like Mark Burnett's not super involved with
Survivor. Yeah, he's not very invested in it.
Yeah. So I feel like the Survivor guests that are sort of like the bucket list people, you know, there's some of the season one people that are just totally off the map, like Greg and Colleen, but I'm not like dying to talk to those guys. I feel like Tom Westman is the one guy from Survivor that I really would love to talk to that I haven't talked mm-hmm. to yet.
Yeah.
And from Big Brother, it's still Dr. Will.
Yeah.
Still would like to talk to Dr. Will.
He's a bit cuckoo on social media.
He's a little all over the place on social media.
Yeah.
He seems like the kind of guy that's dying to do a podcast.
He seems like he's dying to talk to somebody and get some attention.
I think so. So.
And he's always starting trouble with Seth Rogen.
Again? He's fighting with Seth Rogen?
He was fighting with him, was it like last week?
Over what?
I think he was just like Seth Rogen tweeted something and Dr. Will just started insulting him.
Yeah.
And then Seth Rogen's like, who is this Dr. Will guy?
Who is this jackass? Yeah. So that would be very
good. And Seth Rogen also said he was going to call the medical board and have his license revoked.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, look, Dr. Will is going to get Seth Rogen's medical marijuana license taken away. Mm. So they could go.
Okay, he'll just get another one.
Tit for tat. Okay. Question number 10. This is from Gareth Bale. And Gareth has a good question. He wants to know, is anyone banned from RHAP or will you not bring them on ever again?
Good question.
Good question. Good question. I had to really think about this. Is anybody banned?
I felt like I was banned.
From RHAP. Sometimes you are. Sometimes you are. Is there anybody that's banned from RHAP? I don't think I have anybody that is banned from the podcast, right?
No, not that I can think of.
I think if anything, there are people that...
Except Brooke Garrity.
If anything...
Is that his name?
I think that there are people who ban themselves from the podcast.
Like Johnny Fairplay?
Yeah, people like go on like self-imposed exiles from the podcast. Like there are certainly people I'm like not dying to talk to, but the people that I have confrontations with or conflict with, I almost am like, okay, if you want to come on, like I'm sure it'll be good podcasting.
Right.
So I really don't close the door. The only people that I would say that are banned from the podcast are the people that are super boring. And I wouldn't say that they're banned. Like I could come up with some reason. I just wouldn't want to book them.
Right.
So I'm trying to think if there's anybody that's banned from the podcast. And what would somebody have to do to get banned? I feel like they'd have to like come on and just really like bring like the hate speech or something like that. Like I can't think of anybody that I would ban from the podcast.
Right.
So no, I don't think anybody is banned. I think there's a lot of people that don't want to come on the podcast, but it's not from me.
But it's because of their own behavior.
Well, but they don't want to come on because they're mad.
Mad at the response.
Right. I think a lot of people are get upset with me, but I don't think that anybody currently is banned. And tell me in the comments, correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody is banned from the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. All right. Number 11. Question from Jordan T. Chong. Jordan wants to know, how you doing? You're holding up?
I'm good.
Okay. Jordan wants to know, if you would have won Survivor of the Amazon, do you think you still would have ended up podcasting one day?
I think we did this alternate timeline once before, and it wasn't a good ending.
No, it's not a happy ending, but no, I am 100% out on wanting to go back and change the timeline. I do not want to win Survivor of the Amazon, because I was thinking about this recently, and I was thinking about this, if I would have won the game,
mm-hmm.
then that would have changed so many things, and that the timeline would be changed and there would be no Dominic.
And we wouldn't be together.
Yes. That would be one of the reasons why. But you'd still be alive. Like it could still,
I'm glad I'm not dead.
It could, well, hopefully. I mean, who knows what could happen in the alternate timeline. You change one thing, you change everything, but we could still end up together.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
After you married some Guido on Long Island,
Joaquin.
Maybe. Then after things didn't work out, then maybe, you know, somewhere down the road, things could work out. But the fact that things would change and there would be no Dominic, then, mm-hmm. then I'm out. I'm out on even, you know, fantasizing about that. Not that I ever really indulge in that.
I think you don't care that there couldn't have been no me.
You'd still be alive.
Okay, but we wouldn't be together. That should make you devastated.
It makes me devastated.
Such a jerk.
But the fact that there would be no Dominic, I am 100% out. Darkest timeline. No, thank you.
He is probably the coolest kid you'll ever meet.
So I'm very happy with the way things turned out. Because, and you know, the other thing that, like, especially when you go back that far from, like, you get so far away from it with the survivors. Like I've seen so many survivors from, like, over the years, like, the $1 million doesn't go as long as I think a lot of people think it does.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't. Like, even like some of like the recent players and recent winners from, you know, of Survivor and Big Brother, like that money,
it's gone.
You got to be really smart with that money. And I'm not sure if the 24-year-old me was ready to be that smart. I don't know if the 36-year-old me would be ready to be that smart with that kind of money. You got to be really smart. And that money goes fast. And then that's a bad feeling once it's gone.
You blew $1 million. Yeah, you blew $1 million.
You had $1 million and now you
have nothing. You have nothing.
You don't. You had it and it's gone.
And you're a loser.
Well, you don't have to say the L word, but that's a tough pill to swallow. Mm-hmm. And maybe that leads to other pills to swallow that are easier to swallow.
I think that's the problem, is that they swallowed too many pills and now they lost the million.
Yeah. So would I have ever started podcasting if I would have won $1 million? Who knows?
I think we said you would have thought you were too cool for it.
I don't know if I would have thought I was too cool. I would have hoped that had I won $1 million, there would have been more opportunities for me, and I would have maybe gotten into some sort of work in, it would have opened more doors, and hopefully I would have gone on to do something similar.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
Yeah,
who knows? But I'm out on that, because yep. And it made me realize that I care more about Dominic than $1 million. How about that, Nicole? I would rather have our son than $1 million.
He's worth more than $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
That's what I learned.
Yep.
That's what I learned when I thought about this. I said, oh, it's a good thing I didn't win. Otherwise, I wouldn't have Dominic. Oh. And Nicole. All right, Nicole. Let's take a moment here after question number 11. Take a moment and remind you guys about this survey that I've been talking about. Nicole, you know about the survey?
I don't. Please tell me.
The survey. Well, Podcast One is asking for our help with getting some responses about the audience for this survey that they're running. We love getting feedback. We love hearing from everybody with the tweets and all the comments. And this survey is another way that you can help us out. It's a very important listener survey that they've got at podcastone.com. Of course, Podcast One is the podcast network of Robin's Podcast and a ton of other shows. Your responses will help us make the show the best it can be, Nicole.
Yes.
It only takes about 3 minutes of your time, and it really helps us get some more information. Tell us how you really feel about the show. Tell us if there's zero earbuds even, and help us get to know you better when you take the survey at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com, and keep those comments coming. All right, Nicole, you ready to get to question number 12?
Yes.
Number 12. Here we go. This is from Uyanga B. And Uyanga wants to know, how hectic was the life at the home for the Sesterninos during the Second Chance campaign?
It's pretty cray.
All right. What can you give the first person account of what it was like during the Survivor Second Chance?
Well, I was a single mom for that time. I didn't have a husband.
Yeah. No, it was really crazy.
Yeah.
It was really crazy.
You were losing your voice and you went on a vocal rest.
I was trying not to lose my voice. And it was like really a crazy week, because, and Nicole's mom was here that week, right?
Was it that week?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Nicole's mom was here that week. And then they were planning this big barbecue on Saturday.
Don't exaggerate. It wasn't a big barbecue.
It was big barbecue.
It was nuts.
And I was just stacking all my interviews, and I came outside and there was 15 people in the backyard.
That's not a big barbecue.
I mean, that's a big barbecue for us. I'm like, what is going on?
We didn't know
here?
Any of them.
Yeah, we didn't know who any of these people were that were at the house. And I'm like, yeah, I have to go. And then
no one gets what he does.
Oh, yeah. It's like trying to explain to people what I'm doing, why I can't be at this barbecue at my own house. I'm actually upstairs, that there's this girl, Abby Maria, that's trying to get on the show Survivor, and she needs votes. So I'm talking to her in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I have to, I you guys have fun at the barbecue in my house. I'll be upstairs working all day today. it was very tricky. And then people were coming in and out.
Yeah.
Right. Vetus was here. Max Dawson came by.
Yes, he was here.
Yes. And who else was here? Mike Holloway came by later.
He came by, yes.
Yeah.
Very nice guy.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Max Dawson, he brought a lot of stuff.
You know what? Mike brought a gift.
Yes.
Max Dawson brought a gift.
Right.
Vetus did not.
Yeah. He totally did not. Maybe, is that a yoga thing?
I don't know, but it's a thing.
Vetus totally didn't bring a gift?
Totally didn't bring a gift.
Oh, my God. All right, so Vetus totally came empty-handed.
Yes, you should totally come to yoga.
Wait, are you suggesting people need to bring you some sort of a gift when they come to be on the podcast?
Well, it's nice to bring the host a gift.
What would be an ideal gift?
Well, it was nice. Max brought some pizza.
Max brought
pizza. He brought something that was very thoughtful. It had something to do with the show.
Yes, he brought pizza. He brought wine. He brought cookies. And he brought kale. But then I had to throw out the kale.
Well, because we had to protect ourselves.
Yes, because I asked Mike Holloway, what should I do with the kale? And he was like, throw that out. Vince probably touched it.
Put a spell on it.
Yeah. I'm like, he's like, get that out of your house.
Yeah.
So I threw that out. Threw out that kale. You know, you got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But it was really, really crazy. It was like 8 days that were really crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. And then on the back end of it, then my brother came to visit the other weekend, and I still had like a couple of podcasts to record when my brother was here, and he had to like sit on the couch while I talked to a couple other people.
Well, he was watching the night last game. Couple.
Yeah, he was doing something.
Yeah.
But it was fine. But yeah, that was
crazy.
It was really fun. I couldn't have done it without Scott St. Pierre, who was just like, I was just recording. He was editing and posting. It was really fun.
And your wife.
Well, I mean, I could have done it without you if we didn't have kids.
But like, we did.
We did. Did. I mean, that you, I'm sure you did something during that time, right?
What do you mean something?
Like you must have done, you did something that probably helped, right?
Yeah, I took care of your kid.
I guess so. Oh, now he's my kid. If there's something that I wanted to do, we'd be like, you can't take my kid and do that.
When does that happen?
All the time.
Never. Liar.
All the time. All right.
Such a liar.
Let's go to question number 13. This is a good one.
Okay.
John DeGrief wants to know, Nicole, how do you feel about Rob talking about your marriage on the podcast? Is it too personal? Am I being too personal? That's what John's asking. So, Nicole, tell me, you listen to all the podcasts. Am I being too personal talking about our marriage on the podcast?
Well, you know, I go on Twitter, you know, very innocently, and all of a sudden I get these tweets like, WTF, what the hell is he talking about?
You get tweets that say WTF, what is he talking about?
No, that's what I think. That's what my thought bubble says.
So you go on Twitter and you see strangers talking to you about things.
About my marriage.
Your life.
Yes.
And what is that like?
It's weird.
It's weird.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to stop doing that?
Well, you know, Rob also has a very warped perception about what happens.
I deal with talking about reality, Nicole.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I do not have a warped perception of things.
Yes.
I give you an eyewitness account.
No, it's you can see something and then Rob sees it and it's totally different. Yeah.
People know that I am telling
an exaggerator?
Things. No, I'm telling things like they are because they can go back and watch Survivor the Amazon and say, okay, here's Rob talking about things that are happening. And then I can see for myself, things are happening exactly as Rob doesn't have some warped perception of things. He's pretty accurate describing.
No, the editors just liked you.
And so I and then when I do the podcast, like I live my life.
Scott St. Pierre likes you too. And he edits accordingly.
So just like I go and live my life, that's like the part of Survivor that's like the camping. And then when I come here and I get on the microphone, that's like where I'm in my interviews and my confessionals and I'm telling the truth about what's I'm narrating.
But it's not the truth.
I'm like a storyteller.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? I'm like a storyteller.
Yes.
And it's not fan fiction. So I talk about things that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm pretty down the middle.
You're pretty much an exaggerator.
Look, there's a lot of comedy in my life and I mine that comedy and put it into
and
the show.
And then exaggerate about it.
No. You know, pain plus time equals comedy. Or is it tragedy plus time equals comedy? Either way, there's plenty of pain that goes on and then I talk about it.
Yes, and I like the story you told that I was jealous of Denise Stapley.
Yeah, that was true.
No, it wasn't.
That was true.
It was not. I was not jealous of her. I just said, who is Goofy Gal?
This is exactly what happened.
Yeah, let's hear exactly what happened.
So when I had to interview Denise Stapley,
uh-huh.
Okay, I had Denise on the podcast. Denise doesn't have Skype for whatever reason. She had to, we needed some other way to call her. And I didn't want to call over the phone because that's not as good. I said, hey, how about FaceTime? What if we just did FaceTime? Because that's going to be a better quality connection than calling over the phone. And Denise, her name was, you know, Goofy Gal with like numbers and email in the email address. And so on all of my iOS devices, I got the thing, the notification of Goofy Gal is trying to call you. And I answered her on my iPhone,
mm-hmm.
but my iPad, which was in the bedroom, then Nicole was going through it. I don't know. God knows what she was.
First of all, that's not even what happens. and you know it.
And so Nicole goes on my iPad and I get a text from Nicole that just says, again, this is Nicole's go-to move that she doesn't want to like come talk to me in person. She texts me from inside the house.
Because it's a far walk.
She doesn't want to. So I frequently get text messages from Nicole throughout the day. And she texts me, who is Goofy Gal?
You don't even know the voice I was using.
Yeah. Oh, well, what was the voice?
It was, who is Goofy Gal?
So, and then I was like, why? Why do you want to know? And
no, because then he started acting like a jerk. Like he was trying to hide something. And I knew he wasn't hiding anything. I just wanted to know who it was.
Yeah.
And okay. You know exactly what you were doing, trying to be a jerk.
All right. Yeah. Well, luckily I can pull up the chat transcript of of this, right?
Okay. Right. I bet it's not interesting.
Okay. So here's the chat transcript from this day. So Nicole texts me, you busy? ? Now this could go either way. And I'm like, okay, what? I'm like,
well, no, I think that was from a different time.
No. And then I wrote back. This is from May 1st, 2015.
At least I was polite enough to ask if you were busy before.
You busy? And I said, what's up? And Nicole said, just wondering who Goofy Gal is.
Okay. Is that rude?
Yes. And I said, somebody I met at Disney. That's what I said.
And I thought you were being a jerk.
All right. As far as me talking about the marriage on the podcast, you're okay?
Oh, and your warped perception of what happens.
All right. So you say whatever, right? As long as the checks come in, you're fine?
I just say, show me the money.
Okay. Number 14, question number 14. This is from Dallin Servko. Wants to know, do you think that Steven is a target because of Survivor Know-It-Alls? Also, if you went back, do you think you'd be a target because of the podcast, or would it work in your favor? All right, Nicole, tell me about Steven. Like, I know my feelings on this. Is Steven going to be a target on Survivor Second Chance?
I think so.
You think so? Why? Yeah. Because of the podcast?
Yeah, I think people watch the show. They see how he likes to, they see his strategy and how he like analyzes things, and he's a smart guy.
Yeah, so you think Steven's going to be in trouble?
I think so.
How do you think Steven's going to do on Survivor Second Chance?
I think that he may squirm his way out of things, but I don't think he's going to squirm his way to the end.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an uphill battle for Steven. I really do, but when I just look at the field of people, like I think like, well, who's really, those people that were on, like, I feel like he dodged a bullet with Shane not being, oh, by the way, yeah, when we did Second Chance, also Shane Powers came here.
Yes.
How was Shane Powers in person?
I love Shane.
Yes, you're a fan.
I'm a major Shane fan.
Yes.
He's so nice.
You're a Shaniac?
I'm a complete Shaniac. Yes. He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I really like him.
Okay. But as far, like, I think like Steven dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
With Shane not being, I feel like he would be a person that'd be like, the guy's too smart. We got to get him. We got to clip him.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, I don't know who's gunning for him. Maybe he gets with a good group.
I hope so.
We hope so. What about me? I'm in big trouble, right?
Yes. Yeah. Cause you're too good.
Too good. Or I have too many enemies. Too many people are waiting to knock me down.
I don't think anybody hates you.
You're either naive or just being nice today. And I
it's
think
not my style.
Yes. All right. So let's go to our next question. This is from Nick Orr. Question number 15. All right, Nicole, you ready?
Ready.
All right. Nick Orr says, were you still considering doing a poll for the RHAP audience to rank the 30 seasons of Survivor towards the end of Evolution of Strategy, or are you no longer interested in another poll after Second Chances? Yeah, well, are the casuals voting? Are the casuals going to vote? Okay. Nicole, should we do a poll of let the fans vote on the 30 seasons of Survivor in order?
I always like when you put your poll up.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I had heard on good authority that you don't always like that.
I do.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. I don't know if I've said that before or what, but I think that that would be good. As we get towards the start of season 31, I think that'd be a fun rank the 30 seasons, because it's hard for me to do a season rankings. You know, in Evolution Strategy, obviously the seasons I like more and like less, but for me to do it, it's so hard because of like being there and then also like experiencing some of them in real time and some of them after the fact.
And
like, it's
hard. And then knowing the people.
Knowing the people, it's hard for me to really get a good gauge on that. But I think that'd be very fun to let you guys rank the seasons in order.
It's always fun when the listeners get involved.
All right. So we'll look at that towards September. And if I forget about that, Nick, remind me. All right. Question number 16. Trevor Chong wants to know, what were your top 10 favorite sound bites this season? All right, Nicole. Top 10 favorite. Okay, Nicole, why don't we start with you? Why don't you tell me your top 10 favorite sound bites?
No. I want to hear yours.
Your show.
Why
don't you just give me some of them? So you don't have to give me 10. What do you give me some of your favorite sound bites from this season?
No.
All right, I'll give you some of mine. All right, so this is from, some of these things are on the soundboard and some of them are not. Let me just run through some of my favorite from Survivor 30. All right, you ready for this, Nicole?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Here is some of the stuff. I have these organized by week. So let me just run through it. All right, here is, of course, this was a good one from this season.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. That was good. That's probably going to be in the top 10. This was another one from Jen Brown.
Just shut up, man.
These are in no particular. These are more in chronological order. I like this one from Rodney.
I'm going to be the leader no matter what. I'm the Tom Brady here.
He's the Tom Brady. That was a good one. And then this was one that we had for a little bit, and it dropped off the soundboard, but I still liked it when it first came up.
A foursome of impenetrableness.
I like the foursome of impenetrableness.
Yes.
I know that was one of your favorites.
Of course.
Yeah, that was very good. We also had, this was one of my favorite ones that I didn't get a lot of use for. This was...
You couldn't let me win that for my kids, you son of a bitch.
That's what Carolyn said to Mike about the game. Yeah. We got a lot of mileage about all of these.
Dan is wrong.
All the Dan is wrong. And then, of course,
Dan is wrong again.
We did a lot. There was not even one whole show. That was,
I just suck.
A lot with Dan. This was another good one.
The prototypical.
That was one of the prototypical sound clips that we played all season long. There was also a couple other good ones. Let me see if there was. I like this one.
If this wasn't Survivor, I'd go tip top toes with Mike and battle it out with him like real men do in the street.
You ever go tip top toes with somebody?
All the time.
Yeah. This was not so much a one clip, but this was when Rodney and Dan were talking.
And we are now down to two men.
He may need it, but you want it. You want it, baby.
This makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, we don't we don't need to go. This was another one of my favorite ones from Jeff.
That's not right!
Oh, this was from when it was Rodney's birthday, and this was what Will said to him.
What is wrong with him?
I like that. But I think the number one sound clip for me from Survivor Worlds Apart was this one.
You better relax, bro.
You better relax, bro. overall, believe it or not, I think Sam Wandelser, I think, got us more sound clips.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. All right. Nicole, are you ready for the next question?
Yes.
You doing good? You're hanging in there?
Yes. I may have to pee.
Okay. Do you want the Spice in pee break music?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
My mind is telling me no, but my bladder is telling me yes. I don't see nothing wrong with a little pee break. Spicing brought the show to a halt. Oh, with a little pee break.
And I know
you mean those dudes can't hold their bladder for an hour?
Oh, they have to go multiple times during the podcast.
How drunk are they?
Well, Tyson doesn't even drink.
How drunk is Spencer?
They're not
moderately.
He seems fine. He seems fine. There's been once or twice where it seems like he's more drunk, but you know, they can't get through the show without going to the bathroom. We have multiple periods. This is the shorter version.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little pee break.
Yeah.
How long have we been recording?
You and I?
Yes.
For now?
Yes.
Like for an hour? Hour and change?
Okay. They should be able to get through it.
They can't. Question number 17 from Jonathan Shapiro wants to know, as the father of a 16-month-old boy, I love hearing from other parents. How is Dominic? What is he up to? How much is he talking? Any fun Dominic stories to share? In general, is parenthood what you thought it would be?
Oh, good questions.
Okay. What do you think, Nicole?
So, Dominic's 20 months old, and he, I don't know if you can believe this, but he's quite the chatterbox.
Yes, he likes to talk.
He says a lot of words.
Yes, big talker.
Yes.
Yes. And there was a lot of questions about what's his up to. What's his favorite word was another question that we got about Dominic.
His favorite word. He likes to recite animals and animal sounds are his favorite.
Yeah, lots of animal talk.
Yes, he loves animals.
Lots of animal talk, yeah. Mm. All right, well, again, I never want to talk too much. I know the people with kids like to hear about kids. People that don't have kids don't want to hear.
That was a
quick update.
Yes.
All right. Question number 18. Jeff McGinnis wants to know, what does Nicole think about who will win the proposed contest between Rob and Akiva? Oh, this is a good question.
What was the contest?
Well, there's an episode of Seinfeld about a contest.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I heard somebody tweeted me something on Twitter. I had no idea what they were talking about.
So there's an episode of Seinfeld about a contest. And Akiva and I talked about having a contest, not like the one they had on Seinfeld.
Uh-huh.
But the question was between me and Akiva, and Akiva Winokur, who is the host of our Seinfeld recap podcast. I'm doing a full Seinfeld rewatch on post-show recaps, one episode a week. We're currently in the fourth season of Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
And the proposed bet was who can go the longest without leaving their house between myself and Akiva.
Uh-huh.
What do you think? Akiva also works from home.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think?
Definitely you.
You think I could do it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I thought that if I took on this challenge, I thought that it would annoy you. Like, you'd want to go somewhere, and I'd be like, I can't. I need to be master of my own domain. And I literally, this contest would be about being the master of your own domain.
Yes.
Yes.
Where do we go together? We barely go anywhere.
So you wouldn't mind if I took on...
I probably wouldn't even have known.
You wouldn't have known. I could have been in this for a week.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Dude, am I allowed to like go... Oh, I have to ask Akiva. Am I allowed to like... Can I walk around the block?
No, you have to stay in the house.
To stay in
you
the
can
house?
Can go Starbucks?
Can I like go out in the front? Can I...
Are you working?
If I'm... I have to be working 24 hours a day?
There has to be a reason why you're out there.
I can't go in the yard?
Well, I guess you're not leaving the premises.
So I have to ask Akiva. So this wouldn't annoy you as I really thought this was going to put you through the roof.
I don't think I would have noticed.
Yes. So you have no issue with me taking this on?
I'm sure if I wanted to go somewhere and you're like, oh, sorry, I'm the master of my domain. I'd be like, you're a loser.
What if it was a will, like, to win a bet?
What do you win?
I don't know. We didn't decide.
Is it money?
I mean, that's typically what people bet. I mean, I guess we could bet something else.
Something stupid like pineapple pizza?
Well, no, only an idiot would make a bet like that.
Yeah, seriously.
So you don't have a big problem if I made this bet with Akiva over who could stay in their house the longest.
Well, I guess it would depend on what's going on in our house.
See, you wouldn't mind until there was someplace that you wanted to go and I told you, well, I can't go because I have this bet.
Can I go by myself?
It's your thing. But
like, I would still probably say you're silly goose.
All right. So it wouldn't really bother you, though.
Probably not that much.
All right. All right. Here we go. Question number 19 from John Johnston wants to know, how will Rob Cesternino and Nicole Cesternino do if they were on Marriage Boot Camp?
Not good.
Now, Nicole has been watching Marriage Boot Camp with me this season. You love Marriage Boot Camp.
I love it.
Yeah, you didn't watch the season with Spicen.
I didn't.
Okay. That being said, but you have been checking out this season with The Situation, with Aubrey O'Day, with Jeff and Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your thoughts on it?
And Kendra.
And Kendra, of course. Oh, Kendra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we're too boring for Marriage Boot Camp.
Yeah, we wouldn't be good.
Like, we don't have real problems to go on Marriage
Boot Camp. No, our problems are stupid.
And not to say, like, Tyson and Rachel had real problems, but their problem was that Rachel wanted to get married and Tyson didn't. Like, we already are married. We already have a kid. So I don't think that we have, like, other than, like, if we were, I felt like we were at the point where we need to save the marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, but I feel like we're not exciting enough for Marriage Boot Camp.
No, but I think when we do get into our fights, it would be...
I guess so.
It would be good stuff.
I guess so. I don't know. I don't think that... we're not at that level for Marriage Boot Camp.
I think we're at a different reality show kind of people.
So, I don't know. But I think it would not be fun.
They wouldn't want us.
No, they don't want us and we don't want them.
We don't want them. Don't come knocking on our door.
Sorry, we don't want to go see Jim and Elizabeth. But Jeff and Jordan, what do you think of them on Marriage Boot Camp? Because I've seen it both ways where I've said, I think they're kind of too boring to be a Marriage Boot Camp.
I don't think that's real.
But some people, but other people have said, no, that they're just getting scratching the surface.
I don't think
what's
that's real at all.
You think Jeff and Jordan is not real?
I don't think that they're the perception of them being, there's no problems there. They're great. Like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like right now, I just feel like they're not going there right now.
Like once Jordan's allowed to talk, like, I think it's all going to go down.
Yeah, they're really just sort of like, being there and just trying to not participating. They hate that on Marriage Boot Camp.
Yeah.
You got to go. You got to be all in when you go to Marriage Boot Camp. Like Kendra. Kendra's all in. Kendra's all
in.
Is
she?
I think so. All right. Question number 20. Can you believe that we're here?
Oh, my God.
All right. Question number 20. This is from Brian Hickey. He wants to know, what have been the three most surprising seasons to you in your research for TEOS? Do you know what that is?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
The Evolution of Strategy is a book that I'm working on with Josh Wigler, an audiobook.
You're telling me like I don't know? Like, I don't know what you're doing up here for 5 hours a day.
5 hours a day.
Just with that.
Okay, just with that. I wish it was just for 5 hours a day. So
no, you don't.
The Evolution of Strategy is the audiobook I'm recording with Josh, a full 30 season of Survivor rewatch. We have recorded, we are going to be finishing up Survivor Nicaragua tomorrow.
Do you want to throw in the towel now?
No, that's fine. I'm not going to quit like Nayaka and Purple Kelly. No, we are ready to go. And only 9 seasons left. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So what 3 seasons that were the most surprising to me? I would say Guatemala, which we just posted. That was one that I had not heard or remembered great things about. That was a lot of fun. The one that's actually going to come out on Friday, Fiji, was one that was actually a lot of fun to talk about, which I was not super excited to go through. And boy, another one that was really surprising to me, either good or bad. Well, I guess the one that I guess was sort of an unpleasant surprise was, I've been a little bit vocal about this on the podcast. I didn't love Gabon. And I think I always talk about like expectations, and I was really excited to go back into Gabon, and then I didn't like it as much as there the hype was for Gabon. So the seasons that had no hype, I enjoyed, and then Gabon, I feel like people really hyped it up, like, oh my God, Gabon is great, is great. And then I was like, didn't think that was that great.
Now, going back and watching all the seasons, like going back to season one, was it as exciting as the first time you watched it, or was it boring?
Well, no, it wasn't boring, but it'll never be as exciting as the first time. It's like the first time you fall in love.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was, that's just like such a like a magical thing. Like I could never explain to you how it felt when I was going through that.
What are you talking about?
Survivor!
Such a silly goose. So, lucky we're recording.
That's why I'm always happy when we're recording.
No, this is true. Like, we'll be in the middle of a fight. I want to record this.
Yes. But that's such a safety net of if you're always recording, like nothing that crazy can happen. Because you have a record to show people. It's when you're not recording. That's what you have to watch out for.
Yeah.
So nothing will ever be that magical.
Yeah.
But that was the best. The first time when it was on and you just like, oh my God, what's going to happen now? Wait, what are they doing?
Yeah, but I feel like now after like watching 30 seasons, that it would be boring because there was nothing going on.
No, there was stuff going on because you really get back into like the nostalgia of they didn't know what was happening.
And I guess so.
If you just like, if you were showing Survivor to somebody who's never seen it before and they watched like a couple of like the last seasons, they watched, okay, here's Survivor 28, 29, 30. And they're like, okay, well, this is the speed that I'm used to. And then you pop in a tape of, okay, here it's sort of like just like football, you know, the scoring is up, or basketball, the score, you know, it's offense. Everything is always moving faster. And it's like, okay, now let's pop in a tape of an NFL game from the 70s. Yeah. And it's a lot of like running the ball up the middle. And it's going to be certainly more boring.
Yeah.
You know, there's not as much scoring and moving and action as there is now.
Can we talk about how different Kelly Wigglesworth looks?
Sure.
She looks very different.
What are you saying? She had work done, or she just got older?
No, she doesn't look like she aged. I think she's gotten a lot of work done.
What, Kelly Wigglesworth is doing a lot of plastic surgery?
I think so.
I mean, I thought she's like living like in Mexico on like some sort of like yoga reservation, sort of commune.
Just because you do yoga doesn't mean you get plastic surgery. You can't get plastic surgery.
Yeah, but if you live in a commune, can you go and get plastic surgery?
Apparently.
I guess so. So we'll see. You know, people just, Nicole, these people are like 15 years older than the last time we saw them.
But she looks younger.
She looks younger than she did. She looks younger than when she was 22.
She looks really different. I could spot the plastic from miles away.
So are you saying that it's not actually Kelly Wigglesworth? You think it's an imposter?
It's an imposter.
Oh my God. Does anybody, the people that voted for her know?
Oh, well, they just found out.
Okay. All right, so more on Nicole's plastic surgery. Did you want to blow up anybody else's plastic surgery spots?
I'm not saying I'm against plastic surgery.
Okay.
I'm just saying what I see.
All right. Should I get plastic surgery?
What do you want?
I don't know.
I think you're perfect the way you are.
Okay.
You should get butt implants.
A butt implant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Five of questions are left, Nicole.
Okay.
A friggin' five questions that are left.
And a bonus.
Maybe five and maybe a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a bonus. All right. Let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends from True Car, Nicole, because if you're making a big purchase like buying a new car, Nicole, don't you want and expect a transparent buying process?
Yes.
A process that gives you the confidence to know you're getting a fair deal. Wouldn't you like to get a fair deal?
Of course.
Well, to really understand the power of transparency, Nicole, check out True Car and True Car's mobile app. You love apps.
I think they're the best.
So with this, you can go ahead and configure the car that you want and how you want it. But you can also see what other people are paying for the same car you're looking for down to the zip code. So you'll know what you can expect to pay for the car you want. Very transparent. And once you decide on the car you want, lock in the guaranteed savings on average over $3,000 off MSRP, Nicole. Just think about all the ways that you could be spending that $3,000. You'll be connected with a trusted TrueCar certified dealer that's going to honor those savings without negotiation. So when you're ready for a new transparent car buying experience, save time, save money, never overpay, download the True Car app today. All right.
Sounds good.
You're going to have to bump some of your other apps off the off the front page.
I don't actually have that many apps. Just
you don't? How many pages of apps do you have?
I think I have 2.5.
2.5?
Yeah.
Could you check that for us live on the podcast? How many does Nicole actually have? Only 2.5 pages of apps.
Let's see. So the first one doesn't count because that's all.
Oh, the first one counts.
That doesn't count because it's counts. All it's all the stuff that comes with it.
All right, fine. That counts.
And then there's
two.
These are my apps.
Okay, and then 3, 4. We're on to 5 pages of
no,
apps.
No, no, no. I'm on 1, 2, 3.5.
3.5. Okay, first of all, you said 2.5, and now it's the and the first page doesn't count.
I forgot I got the Blow Me app.
Whoa. Can I get that app?
No. It's a real app.
What does that app do?
It's a mobile blowout service.
Okay, well. All right. We'll,
so they say. I haven't used it yet.
We'll leave that alone. The mobile blowout service. All right. Nicole, question number 21.
Yes.
From Julia Zaroth wants to know, what is the most inspiring story you've heard from an RHAP listener? Or the moment you knew the podcast had transcended beyond a forum for discussing reality TV and become a thriving community with a life of its own and the power to heal?
Ooh.
Yeah. This is a good question. It's a serious question because...
All right, let's get serious.
Let's get serious. No, in all seriousness, that I have gotten some amazing... Like, I get... First off, I get some crazy mail. And if you follow me on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about.
I saw that.
I posted a kind of a kooky letter that I got from somebody this week that demanded I post it on Twit Longer. What they had to say, and you could. If you,
I wouldn't even know how to do that.
If you follow me on Twitter, you know what I'm talking about. But I really do get some really amazing email that comes in, and also I get like actual like letters.
And you have he has a board where he posts all of these letters.
Yeah, I actually got that idea from Pat Flynn, who is a blogger and writes about having a online business, and he gets like a lot of like inspiring messages from people, and he started a bulletin board. So in my office here, I have a bulletin board where if somebody sends me like a really nice email and stuff like that, I try to print it out and put it up on the board. And if somebody sends me a card or stuff like that,
I did that too.
You do that too?
Mm-hmm, but it's empty.
So if somebody sent you something nice, you would put it on there.
I would put it on there.
No, but I actually hear from a lot of people who are going through a hard time, like that. I've heard from a lot of people who have like various different, whether it's like medical conditions mm-hmm. or are going through
hard
times, like a depression and things like that. And there are people that like, for instance, like somebody who recently wrote to me that they have an illness and they're home most of the day and they're by themselves and their family is out at work. And it's a very lonely experience.
It's a lonely road
that they're going through. And for a lot of people who, you know, don't have other people that they're talking to during the day, or they're going through, like, I hear from a lot of people like, oh, I was doing like this like really long commute of whether I was going back and forth from a city to an back and forth for a job or something like that, that the podcast has helped them get through hard times.
Yes.
Whether it's something that is an ongoing struggle, like an illness or some sort of short-term struggle of like, you know, some thing that they're going through.
Yeah.
And the pod, just like having the podcast to look forward to is something that helps
to make them laugh,
help them go through it. And that really does really touch me and, you know, does move me. And look, what I get to do is very, very fun. But the fact that there are people that this nonsense that we're doing helps certain people.
It's significant to them.
It's significant. And that's just such a powerful thing for me.
It is like, powerful.
It just makes me really happy that this nonsense, and really it is complete nonsense.
But it's not nonsense to some people.
Well, it should be nonsense to everybody, but it's nonsense that they look forward to.
Yeah. It's not nonsense to them.
Sometimes it's a less nonsensical than other times.
Yes. And then sometimes you get spice and pee breaks and then that's nonsense.
Yeah. But just having it as something that they know is going to be there when they're doing something. And I always say this, like, nobody's listening to the podcast when they're doing something fun. Like, nobody is like out at the club listening to the podcast, or nobody's like
the DJ is not blasting the podcast.
Right. nobody is like on a roller coaster listening to the podcast. People are listening to the podcast when typically something not fun is going on in another part of their life. And that's what sort of makes that less fun thing
more fun.
Tolerable.
More fun.
Yes. Or makes the time go by faster mm-hmm. when you're doing something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And when you make a 3-hour podcast for people, because people have a lot of stuff they don't want to be doing. and if you can help make that time go by faster, a lot of people do appreciate it.
Yeah.
And so, I get a lot of these emails, and I try to write back to all of them that I can. I feel like I do an okay job. I don't hit 100%. Some of them slip through the cracks.
But you do try.
I try.
Well,
you
should really get to all of them.
I try. There's just not enough hours in the day. But I do try.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 22. Morgan Stradling, the great Morgan Stradling,
famous.
Yes. What was your favorite and least favorite part of the Miss and Mr. Survivor elections? And while you're on the topic, who are your predictions for next year's winners?
Ooh, la la.
Oh, my God. Well, Miss Survivor, Mr. Survivor keeps getting bigger and bigger. And then, like, the Survivor Second Chances was, like, the culmination of that. Like, that was, like, Miss Survivor on steroids.
I feel like the Dirty 30 really got a raw deal on this, because they're not going to be Mr. or Mrs. Survivor.
Well, that, you know, Joe and Shireen certainly have a leg up.
Shireen does.
Not Joe?
You know how I feel.
You're so anti-Joe. I don't get it. Well, like, what? Like, just like the people that you're saying, like, I don't get what's so great about Joe. Like, I don't get why you're saying that Joe, like, if you were sort of, like, apathetic about Joe, but you seem negative about Joe.
I'm only negative about him because everyone's so like, Joe, oh my God, he's like God. He's like Jesus. He looks like Jesus and he is Jesus.
He doesn't look like Jesus.
He's got hair like Jesus.
He doesn't even have a beard.
But he's got the hair.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know. His hair's a little light.
Okay.
For Jesus.
You get what I'm saying, though.
But that being said, so who do you think is got the leg up right now? Who's got the inside track? Give me your top five, baby.
I don't know. I think Abby Maria, she wanted it the first time. Mm. And she was very aggressive write-in candidate.
Yes. That was very, very fun. Yeah, there's so many people.
Yeah.
Like, it's really going to turn out to be the Survivor Second Chance, how that's going to play out.
Yeah.
And I wonder if either people will be like, if Survivor Second Chance is like totally bitter and everybody hates each other, I could see people not wanting to be involved with Miss and Mr. Survivor.
Just, so you think,
like,
this is going to be All Stars 1.0?
Mm-hmm. Like, I could definitely see that. I could definitely see that. Hopefully, everybody will still want to, like, play around and stuff. And the other thing is going to be that I think if it was new people, like, I think that maybe this year it might not be as big, but I feel like for new people who want to get back on the show, I feel like they're going to look at that as a vehicle of that it could help them potentially get back on the show. But for all these people who are returning players already, like, other than some of the season 30 people, like, I feel like they're not going to be, you know, as eager, because it's not going to be necessarily, they've already been back on the show.
Yeah, but they all love attention.
They do like attention.
Yeah.
That's a big thing about it. Okay. Number 23.
Yes.
Kelsey Ann wants to know, are there plans in the works for another live show?
Are there plans? Good question.
I would say there are not firm plans that we are in.
But the wheels are turning.
The wheels are in motion.
Yeah.
The wheels are in motion. But I would say that nothing is in stone. Nothing's even in pencil yet, but we're looking at the calendar.
Yeah. The pencil is out.
The pencil is out. At one point, I was leaning towards doing something for Big Brother in the summer, but I think that we're probably just going to maybe look again towards the fall.
Mm-hmm.
For Survivor.
Okay.
All right. We had such a good time back in March.
That was a really good time.
It was a good time. And yeah. We're going to take a look at, you know, the venue again and stuff like that. But maybe we'll have an announcement if anything is going to come to fruition.
Yeah.
All right. Nicole, you ready for question number 24?
Yes.
From Elizabeth.
Yes.
Can you believe we're almost done?
No.
There's only two questions left, 24 and 25.
And 26 and 27.
So you want to do two? You want to go to 27?
No, there were some, there were some times where you had two bonus questions.
Number 24 from Elizabeth Divine Reed Ames says, Robin Nicole, my husband and I are expecting a baby boy in a few months.
Ooh, congratulations.
What is the most single important piece of advice that you can give us?
I think that... I think the hardest thing for us is we didn't realize how hard it was going to be in the beginning. And I think if you go into it knowing that it's going to be one of the hardest things that you're going to go through.
What's the hard part?
Just it's nonstop care for the baby, and it doesn't stop overnight. Like, you're up every 2-3 hours for months and you're exhausted.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard.
It's hard, but you slept through it.
No, no, that's not true. I hardly got any sleep.
Sure.
It was hard for me to even get any sleep.
Sure it was. Rob was such a light sleeper until Dominic was born.
Look, when you're that exhausted, when you work so hard, you're going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
No, I've always been a good sleeper. Even on Survivor, that there's all these people that complain about, I couldn't get any sleep. Even on Survivor, I would get 5-6 hours of sleep a night.
I feel like you were a lighter sleeper before Dominic was born. Like, you would wake up very easily, and then Dominic was born. That didn't happen. Yeah,
look, you got to get in the sleep when you can. So you're telling them your best piece of advice is get ready.
Just know that it's going to be hard. It's going to be great, but it's going to be hard. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we knew how hard it was going to be, it would have been easier. Does that make sense?
I guess so.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is expectations. Set the expectations lower, because it's going to be bad.
It's not like it's a terrible time, because it's still wonderful, but it's just hard.
Yeah. Well, I used to hate those people that would say to us like, get your sleep now.
But I'm not saying that. Like, I'm just saying.
And I used to say I would never be one of those people.
No, but we're not. But it's just.
Get your sleep now, because you're never sleeping again.
You will sleep again. You will sleep again. It's just, it's
when you're dead.
When you're dead.
No. So what would you say? So you're telling them, what could they do to get ready? Nap now?
No, because that's not going to help you.
Try to stay up late now and then get used to less sleep.
Just know that it's going to be a very challenging few months, and just stick together.
All right. Stick to the plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Nicole. Question number 25.
Yes.
This is from Aaron from Virginia.
Okay.
Aaron says, hopefully this isn't too late for the 25 questions podcast. This is a question I almost sent in during the Road to the Podcast Award series when you guys were talking about the origins of RHAP. Here it is. In the growth of Rob as a podcast, did you feel like there was a big break in the success of the podcast? I first heard the podcast when you were on Survivor Live with Parvati during Caramon, and I've been a listener ever since. Thanks. That's from Aaron in Virginia. So was there a big break for the podcast?
I don't think there was a big break. I think it was just a gradual climb.
Yeah,
right?
I don't feel like there was one point where it was like, and then this happened.
And then we made it.
And then everything changed. And, yeah. And I still don't feel like that's happened. And I feel like there's just been like different milestones, but I feel like there's all these things that's just like, okay, well, if this thing just happened, then we'll have it made. And whether it's like different like awards, like, okay, oh, well, if we just win this award, then everything will be easy after that. And I think that life is a lot like that. I think you just say like, okay, well, if I just graduate from college,
then I'll be happy.
Then I'll be rich. Then I'll be happy is dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, you definitely want to get out of that, but then you'd be like, okay, well then I'll have everything figured out.
Yeah.
And I think that they would say, okay, well, if we just do this and then it'll be, you know, and then once the show is on the podcast one, then everything will
then
be.
Then we made it.
Yeah. Then we'll, and then once we do this, then bop, 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 bop. And it's just like, then you just think about the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't feel like there's been ever one thing that's been like a big break on the podcast. I feel like if you were just
been a lot of really good things that have happened.
Yeah, a lot of good things and a lot of like gradual increase. And I feel like if you were going to track the growth of the podcast, it's like, I think it's a pretty steady gradual line, and there's no like spike where all of a sudden like something was like some sort of overnight you know, success in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, I don't feel like there's been one milestone or anything like that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, keep building, keep building.
Some good things here and there.
Yeah. And then I hope that one day we just don't fall off a cliff and then it all goes away.
No. Well, cliff diving isn't good.
Yes. All right. That was 25 questions of come and
we're
gone.
We're done.
Nicole.
Okay.
Hold
that's
on.
A wrap.
Hold on.
That's
wait.
A wrap.
Wait, we have a bonus. A bonus.
Shocker.
All right. This is a question from Jif Probst.
Okay. Not to be mistaken.
Yes. Jif wants to know, should Rob eat lots of grilled cheese sandwiches?
Yeah. What is this about?
Why? Have you heard about this?
Grilled cheese. Yes. I hear about everything.
Yes. Well, what did you hear about?
I heard about grilled cheese, bananas, ripe bananas.
Whoa. Well, according to a study, grilled cheese lovers have more sex and are better people, according to a study that was done, Nicole.
I love grilled cheese.
All right. So then
I had it for lunch.
Okay. So then the study is not true, is what you're saying?
This is a false study.
So I guess the question is, should I be eating more grilled cheese?
No.
You'd like me to eat less grilled cheese.
I want you to never eat grilled cheese.
You don't want me to have any grilled
yes,
cheese.
Yes, I'm throwing out the cheese and the bread as soon as we're done.
Oh, my God. All right. One other bonus question. This is from...
Oh, shocker.
Nathan Bayless wants to know, what is the meaning of life, Nicole?
Oh. There is no meaning.
There is no meaning. Oh, my God.
Bonus question.
There is no meaning. Well, that's, you know, you could look at that both ways, Nicole.
Yeah.
That could be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're getting philosophical.
Well, look.
Why don't you answer the question?
Well, I would say that then a simpler answer is to say that if there is a meaning to life, it's whatever meaning you give it. And is not a question that Nicole can answer for you, Nathan, because believe me, you don't want to hear Nicole's answer to that question. But it's whatever is important to you, you give yourself that meaning.
Yes.
Nobody can give that to you.
Just be happy.
Yeah. Figure out, and what I would tell you is, you know, figure out what you like to do and figure out a way to do it. You know?
And eat grilled cheese.
Whatever makes your heart sing. Figure out a way in your life to make sure that you're attempting to do that thing.
Is your heart singing?
Right. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when I get to talk about what's going on in our marriage. That's when it's singing the loudest.
Yes, I know.
All right. And one last question.
Oh,
Amber.
Three bonus questions.
Triple bonus. Amber Nielsen wants to know, would Nicole ever host a spinoff of the Spice and Hour called the Heidel Hour with Heidi and Rachel?
Ooh la la. I bet they would take less pee breaks.
Probably. Would you do a podcast with Heidi and Rachel?
Sure, why not?
You would?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. And for serious? Rachel's about to have a baby.
Oh, so she's busy.
She's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have any advice for Rachel?
Just push.
Not yet. Hold on. No, don't push yet, Rachel. Yeah. All right. Nicole, can you believe that we did it?
We did it.
All right, Nicole. So we need a hashtag for the 25 questions. What do you think is the suggestion for the hashtag?
Pee break?
I don't know. What do you think about...
Why do you ask me these questions?
I just think that
you just think that your answers are better. So why do you even ask me when you already know the answer?
I just feel that people want to write about pee break on Twitter.
People write about penises on Twitter.
Some, not everybody.
Just about everybody.
What are people writing about penises on Twitter?
I don't know. Look it up.
What am I looking up?
Penises.
On Twitter? Do you look that up?
No.
Well, people are writing about their own? Is it people? Is it women talking about it?
It's everything.
Everybody.
Everything.
Oh my God. Yes. I'm gonna take a look at your Twitter feed now. see what's going on there.
Yeah, I would recommend not doing that.
My own version of who's Goofy Gal on Twitter.
That was so blown out of proportion.
All right. So there, you really want pee break to be the hashtag? You're on one podcast a year and you want the hashtag to be pee break?
What do you want it to be?
What about triple bonus?
Fine.
All right, you guys.
How about why ask me?
That's up to you guys. All right. All right. So we've got a lot more coming up here on the podcast. I got a couple of special shows that I'm working on a couple of fun podcasts for you guys over the weekend and then into next week. Spice and Hour, Big Brother. Are you excited for Big Brother 17 cast reveal, Nicole?
Yes, I am.
Yes. By the way, we cast a whole season of Big Brother Second Chances with a Z mm-hmm. the other night. People have hated the cast that we came up with.
Why?
Oh, everybody wanted their own person. This
you
list
know
is,
Big Brother fans are very passionate about
this list about the S word and not in the good way. Yeah. That, oh, well, how did you not have this person? This is an embarrassment.
Okay, well, they're very passionate about the show.
It was a fake Big Brother season. It wasn't even real.
It wasn't real.
It was real to them.
Yes.
It was real to them. All right, so what are you going to do?
Well, you like to piss people off.
Yeah, I'm going to have another bulletin board of all of the hate mail that I get also. I'm going to put that on the other side. Just have a yin and the yang.
Yes, you need the yin to the yang.
Because we got them.
You don't want your ego getting too big.
That I'll need a bigger bulletin board. For that, of all the, like, you're an idiot, what were you thinking?
You can wallpaper the house.
Yes, they print out all the comments and put that all up there. So that'll be a project for down the road.
Yeah. Oh, good.
All right. Nicole, very nice to talk to you.
Very nice to talk to you.
Did you enjoy being back here on the podcast?
I did.
All right, and then this is going to be it until the 25 questions after Survivor 31?
You mean the 28 questions.
28 questions. That would be a good hashtag, 28 questions.
We have like 5 hashtags.
All right, I'll let people decide what they want to talk about.
Yeah.
I dropped all my notes.
Klutz.
Yeah. All right, Nicole, anything you want to tell people about?
No, I got nothing.
All right, you can follow Nicole on Twitter.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter.
At Nicole Loves Shoes. Let's try to keep the penis talk to a minimum with Nicole.
Or not.
Please. Please, thank you, everybody. Thank you for being respectful of the boundaries of this marriage.
This marriage has no boundaries.
Is that so?
On the podcast.
Okay. All right. That being said, plenty more to do. Thank you guys so much for listening to us ramble here for going on, you know, close to 2 hours. Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, Spice, and no pee break.
Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys. Bye.